Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 421. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from Iron Sheik. That's a band from Long Island, New York. And the song I played was Planes, Chest Pains, and Automobiles. That's from the band's new album, You Can't Stay Here, which just came out October 13th on Side One Dummy. It is all anthems, all wonderful, all finger points, all whoa, whoa, whoa backing vocals. It's just a fantastic album. And in a few weeks, when we start counting down the best songs of the year, you might just hear something from that band again. Just a wonderful, wonderful album. Anyway, I've got good music for you throughout the podcast, so it's not going to be all downhill from here. Let's jump into something here. This is new to me. This is Sammy Lanzetta with the song Circles.
That you are.
I feel like we've been on a journey together and we're only halfway through the podcast. We started that set off with Sammy Lanzetta from Richmond, Virginia. The song I played was called Circles, and it's on the four-song EP For Avery, which came out October 6th on 6131 Records. I know very little about Sammy Lanzetta, but I know I like that song. I just don't know why, but the heart wants what the heart wants. After that, we heard from Sports from Philadelphia, PA. The song Making It Right from the split they did with Plush came out October 20th on Father Daughter Records. That band may be changing their name soon. There are several other Sports out there. And this band now returning from hiatus, looking to be a little more active. I think they're going to have to pick a new name, but that can only serve them well, help them stand out from the crowd, because that is a very, very good band. And then we end things with Bully with the song Feel the Same. That's on the band's new album Losing, which came out October 20th on Sub Pop Records. That band from Nashville has always conflicted me a bit. I got in my head somehow that I should really like them, and then I didn't. And then I got the album, and I didn't really like it, and then I really did. And there's some great hooks there. Give that one a listen. See if you're conflicted or if you just love it straight off the bat. I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music here. We're going to dip back to 1990 with a track from The Laws. This is Son of a Gun. welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. And if, like me, that last song sent you floating off into space, welcome back to Earth. That is Berwanger with the song The Cage with the Golden Bars off the new album The Star Invaders. Just came out on Halloween, October 31st on Goodland Records. That is a beautiful record with a fantastic gatefold album cover. Lots of colored vinyl options for you as well. And it sounds just as good. So rich. Definitely not a power pop record like we've seen from them in the past. Much more textured, more Flaming Lips, I think, than anything else. No idea how he's going to tour on that, but I look forward to finding out. Before that, we heard from the Orchids. That song is Apologies, and it was originally released in 1988, though I just picked it up on a Who Needs Tomorrow 30-year retrospective that Cherry Red put out September 29th. That was an interesting band for me. I haven't spent a lot of time with them as they kind of, lived in the middle of the C86 and the alt-rock world, somewhere in between there. And then we started that set off with The Laws with the song Son of a Gun. That is on the band's only album, self-titled. Came out in 1990 on London Records. I could have played There She Goes, as that is a fantastic song, but you've probably heard that a million times. That song there is very good, though the band never liked that album. In fact, I think they released kind of an unofficial remix of that or remaster in some way to try to get a little more guts out of it, but I'm happy with it just the way it is. I guess I don't know what I'm missing. Anyway, we're out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 421. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media platforms, including Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, I see shows coming up, Descendants at the Uptown on the 3rd. We also have Slow Dive at the Truman, and Headlight Rivals as part of Apocalypse Meow is playing at Mills on the 3rd as well. On the 4th, Apocalypse Meow continues with Split Lip Rayfield at the Record Bar, or go out to the Bottleneck and catch Jonathan Richman. On the 5th, you've got Guar at the Granada, Beach Slang at the Right Room, or hang out earlier in that day at the Record Bar and wrap up Apocalypse Meow with the Expassionates. Looking further down the road, the 8th, Death From Above 1979 are playing at the Record Bar. That was moved from Truman to Record Bar. More intimate. You'll enjoy that more. On the 10th, Stiff Middle Fingers at the Mini Bar. I think Bad Ideas are playing that as well. Should be a good show. The 14th, Pine is at Rhino. 15th, Children of Bottom at the Truman. And the Kids at the Riot Room. Cindy Wilson is playing the Riot Room on the 17th, and Joyce Manor is playing at the Bottleneck that night. The Swinging Nutters are at the Riot Room on the 19th. St. Vincent is at the Uptown that same day, and AJJ, formerly Andrew Jackson Jihad, at the Granada that same night. On the 25th, Sorority Noise at the Granada, 29th, Giant's Chair at Record Bar, and that takes us through November. Let's end there. We don't want to think about December quite yet. Looking at the website, quite a bit has popped up since we talked last. There are photos and videos of Runt Bikes and Jeff Means at Rhino a couple weeks ago. Photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs, Drugs and Addicts, and Salty show. And by the time you hear this, I'm sure the photos and video will be up of the Blind Tiger Halloween blowout that was No Fun, Nightcrawlers, and Anti-Seed, and probably photos and video also of the Witch Jail and Diarrhea Planet that happened earlier this week at the Riot Room. We're going to end things here with a track by Henry Jameson. The song I'm going to play is called Through a Glass, and it's on his new album, The Wilds, which just came out October 27th on Akira Records. This is one of those records like the earlier Sammy Lanzetta that I'm not sure why I like it, but I do. I think it's the excellent songwriting, the excellent lyrics. I really feel this one. So let's drift off with this one. This is Henry Jameson with the song Through a Glass. Thank you.
glass of the bottle. And seeing her distort in song, I went through hell and back again. She was my dearest friend, but she'll go to heaven. So maybe I can see. Spent her summers in Bar Harbor, oh man, working in a restaurant. And she had a lot of boyfriends, I count the ones I know. As I shudder through New Hampshire, always Hartley on the radio. God damn, the girl's fine, and I was glad to call her mine. She weren't mine, and I weren't hers, I lost her at the fight. Talking to a 6'5 ex-marine who was living out of his truck. She said he's very fragile. I said I don't give a fuck. We went up and we went down, and she wanted to get out of town. We were on a roller coaster. They go nowhere, they just send you back. Ex-marine who was living out of his truck. She said he is very fragile. I said